The COVID Report Show, exclusive to Vowel FM.
As a woman, for me, it was very important for us to also talk about the other side of things, you know, which is women accessing essential health services such as abortion, contraceptives during the lockdown period. Yes, we know that these have been declared essential health services, but you know, are there complications in getting them? Just yesterday on Twitter, somebody tweeted out a picture of Clicks having blocked out condoms, a Click somewhere in South Africa, and the Clicks Twitter account had to come out and actually say, oh no, this must be a mistake, we will be in contact with all our stores, condoms are an essential item, right? And so, like, small mistakes like this where one random shop can say that condoms are not essential. And so to talk about this from a very feminist angle and also from the sexual reproductive justice angle, we have on the line the director of the Sexual Reproductive Justice Coalition, Marion Stevens, who's going to just talk about what does sexual reproductive health and sexual reproductive justice look like during these 21 days lockdown. Marion, welcome to the COVID Report. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening and welcome, Marion.
Hello, good evening. Thank you so much for having me and congratulations on using these wonderful technologies in these times that we're living through. It's fantastic to hear your energy sitting where I am alone.
We appreciate it. You know, I think this show is important and the topic that we are discussing with you is particularly even more important. You know, let's start by maybe our listeners are sitting at home and they don't even know what we mean by sexual and reproductive health. Can you simply explain to us what sexual and reproductive health services means or what are they?
So a really important question in terms of looking at what our sexual health means and what our reproductive health means, and also locating that within our history in South Africa, because it means different things for different people along race and class issues. And so to simplify it down, it really is about talking and information and access to services and reproductive health commodities and choices and options. And it can be located within different kind of politics as well, where you are situated and what you have access to. So I'm going to break it down, if you don't mind, quite a bit.
No problem.
And so let's first talk about where you are today in 2020 on the 1st of April. What information do you have in relation to how your body works, how your sexual health is experienced, and who you partner with, and what feelings you have? Are you feeling very isolated? Are you have access to a partner? Are you just looking after yourself and your own sexuality? And all of this is really important to consider because we are very diverse in how we experience our sexual health, and our sexual health is something which we all should be embracing, even though it's something that is often viewed as quite negative and frowned upon, and something that we weren't taught about by our parents or by our peers or by our teachers. And in fact, I think most of us actually learned about it through somebody else or through the books or through the internet.
Yes.
And so this also relates to our mental health in terms of how we feel about our bodies and our souls and our breaths or our bits or whatever we have and use to experience our sexuality. And then who we relate to, how we relate to that as people or who we are in partnership with. And so for some of this might actually feel a bit awkward because for many people, their first sexual experience is actually coerced and violent. And for some of you, you might be in spaces which are at home, which are not safe, maybe in crowded spaces or maybe not in crowded spaces. Whether you are white or black, whether you are rich or poor, sexual violence is a reality. And I think what's really important for people to know is that sexual violence is not okay, and for people to please reach out for help.
Right? In the context of the lockdown, Marian, you know, what are the essential sexual and reproductive health services that are available to people out there listening who might think, oh no, maybe I'm pregnant, I'm 6 weeks pregnant, this lockdown, sure. can I go to my local clinic? Can I go to my local hospital and ask for a termination of pregnancy during this time?
Right. Okay. So the next thing I was going to come to is the reality of fertility planning. And from a reproductive justice perspective, reproductive justice takes the concept of sexual and reproductive health a little bit further and moves it beyond the kind of history of our population control where people will say you cannot have children. And in particular, those kind of people can have more children and those kind of people should not be having children. It says you have a right to have a pregnancy and to continue that pregnancy, or you have a right to choose to end that pregnancy. And so for people who are pregnant, if you are early on in your pregnancy and you want to confirm this pregnancy and this is a planned pregnancy, or if you want to go ahead with a pregnancy, services are open for you to continue a pregnancy. However, if you are one of those folks who feels that you have an unsupported pregnancy or do not want to get pregnant, clinics are open for you to get contraception, condoms, all the different kind of services that are available. Now, we know that the services in the public sector have not been brilliant and there have been stockouts around the country. I know in Gauteng that's a real challenge. But Depo-Provera, the injectable contraception, is an option for people if you need that. The IUD should be an option. Condoms are an option. For those of you in the public, in the private sector, there are options of the patch or the ring. And for people in the public and private sector, the pill is an option. So you need to phone ahead if you need to confirm your appointment for contraception. I think what health providers are wanting to ensure is that you are protected. So if you do go to the clinic, you keep away from people who might have symptoms and might be testing for COVID. So what you need to do is to work out where your local clinic is. Try and make contact. Even if you can't get contact, go and scout around and go and see what access you can have. If you have access, mm-hmm. go and see what options there are available as well in terms of contraception. But the reality is, as Ponsel was saying, this is an essential service. Do not fear that you should not have services. Please do phone, please do ask and see what is available. And then if you are in the stages of finding out that you've missed a period and that you could be pregnant, abortion is an essential service. Certainly, the providers that I know within the Sexual and Reproductive Justice Coalition are working within the public and private sector. I was speaking with a colleague who did 12 abortions on Friday. They did 4 abortions on yesterday. And they were speaking to me and saying they're a little bit concerned because they are worried that women are not wanting to go and not confirming their appointments and feeling that they might be hindered. Confirm your appointment or make an appointment to find out. And remember that there are different ways of having an abortion. The most common one at the moment is the medical abortion where you take pills. These pills should be available at your clinic. Or the other option is a surgical procedure where you might be given a combination of pills and then have a surgical procedure called a MVA. And these are available at your clinics. So please do not be afraid, even though these aren't certain times and anxiety-provoking times. You have the right to reproductive justice, which is the choice to choose to have a pregnancy and to continue that pregnancy, or the choice to end that pregnancy.
Keeping you up to date with all things COVID-19. This is the COVID Report Show.